fans, we are back, and as promised, here is the order for our grinder main. God, I hate interruptions. What do you mean a card change? Are you sure? You know you're starting to annoy me with all these last-minute changes, don't you? No, you idiot. I'm not saying that Mr. Batee is annoying. I'm just saying that the card changes are annoying. I'm trying to do a show here. You realize that this is the biggest eye pay-per-view for the entire year, right? And you're interrupting me right when I'm supposed to announce the order that the people are supposed to come in during the grinder. You realize this. Okay, thank you. Folks, the list I was just given at the conclusion of our last match is now, according to Mr. Batee, apparently null and void. The WWE doctors have issued this statement, and I have instructions to read this statement right now to you live on national television. Due to the uncontrollable bleeding from the following wrestlers, Matt Fury, Sam Natas, Mike Johnson, The Spectre, and Derek Parks, these five men have injuries so bad that it was simply impossible for the WWE medical staff to clear them to wrestle. But I'm not done with this piece of paper here. No, I'm not, folks, because there's a footnote from the WWE president himself, Scott Champion. And let me read to you what that says. Due to Daryl Bazov's shocking release from WWE earlier in the evening, which I have nothing to do with, Mr. Bazov will also not be participating in our main event either. Wow. I think it's safe to say, folks, that for the first time in WWE history, our entire roster will not be included in this grinder main event. Call me crazy, but with Rick Righteous as our brand new World Heavyweight Champion, something is certainly beginning to smell fishy down here on the docks of Denmark. With only Mr. Batee now knowing the order of how the wrestlers are going to enter this demonic structure, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time to start Grinder 8. So let's go to the ring and find out who our first two wrestlers will be.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our main event of the evening. It will be for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. The rules of this bout are simple. We will start off with the first two wrestlers inside the cage, and every 3 minutes we will add another until all eligible backstage members are completely exhausted. Once you enter the cage, if you bleed for any reason, you will be eliminated from the contest. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? I said, are you ready? Well then, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching us at home, let's introduce to you the number one wrestler. He is the former World Heavyweight Champion! Entering the grinder, he is absolutely real!
Parting the curtains, and exhausted Lee Real is now making his way down the aisle, and it appears he has drawn the number of death, number one. Everybody who knows anything about WWA or BACW knows that if you enter the cage first, your chances of winning the grinder are slim to none. And folks, I think Slim just left the building. Well, I guess you Lee Real fans can look at it this way. At least you could say the Canadian Wrestle God tried.
And second to enter the cage, he will be the Crippler, Matt McCray!
Well, if Lee Real was going to emerge from the grinder with a win, he certainly didn't need to draw this madman as number two. Entering through the doors of the cage and turning towards the timekeeper's bell, the referee has signaled for the bell, and here we go! Real tries to engage McLean in a stare down, but McLean unloads with a nasty surprise two-step clothesline. Down goes the less-than-fresh champion and off the canvas and pushing Real into the cage with a whip. Real reverses the hold, and here comes McLean off the ropes and on the rebound. Real takes a running start and leaping into the air. Oh, beautiful high knee sends the Crippler down to the mat looking for his teeth and lifting Matt McLean off his back. Lee Real, whoa, he just missed with the wild haymaker. McLean counters the punch, clamping down on a tight waist lock and tossing Real over his head. Oh, my God, into the cage with an awesome release, German suplex, and the referee is immediately checking Lee Real for blood. Folks, Lee Real has just been tossed into that cage, hitting the back of his head, but believe it or not, Lee Real is not bleeding. The referee is saying Lee Real is still in the grinder. Picking the former world champion off the canvas by his hair, McLean tries to pound Real's face into the cage, but Lee Real stops inches from what could have been sure elimination. Reversal in the corner, and ooh, hard knife edge chop by the Canadian, forces the Crippler to grab his chest in pain, and pushing McLean into the ropes. Here comes Matt back across the logo with a head full of steam. Up and into a fizz, and look at Lee Real raining punches down on Matt. referee is once again looking at Lee Reel very closely, and no, he's signaling that Lee Reel is not cut, and oh my god, Rick, don't do it! Righteous places the world title in the center of the ring, and he's got Reel in pile driver position, leaning back onto the belt! Damn! Sit down, pile driver! Sends Lee Reel headfirst into the cold metal plates of the belt, and this has to be it for Absolute Lee Reel, getting on his knees and looking at the former champion's head. Oh no, there's still no blood, and Rick Righteous is furious. He can't believe it. What's he have to do to make Lee Reel bleed? McClain is still trying to fight to his feet and obviously still feeling the effects from the ground and pound, but it's Rick Righteous who is determined to eliminate Lee Reel early in the match, and it's Rick Righteous who is calling for yet another pile driver. McClain cripples back down to the canvas in Ric Flair-like fashion, and fans, somebody better check on Matt McClain because he looks pretty hurt.
Fourth wrestler to enter the grinder.
Charges the back of Rick Righteous, and wow! What a devastating reverse spear by the Beastmaster on Rick Righteous, and did you see Rick's head snap backwards from that hellacious impact? Org immediately drags the champion into the corner, leaving the former world champion to recover inside the center of the cage and reaching back into left field. Oh, hard knife edge chop across the chest of Rick Righteous, draws an instant handprint. Quick snapping jab locks the champion in place and looping the arm of the champion over his head. Org leans back and no, Righteous reverses the whole counter with this vertical suplex, and that's how good our world champion is. Standing leg drop across the throat of Lambert by Rick Righteous, and going back to the focus, which is absolutely real, it's Righteous who immersively crashes into the canvas with a hard snapping brain buster. And oh my god, did you see the Crippler and Lee Real clash heads at the end of that move? Wait, was that supposed to happen? I really don't think Rick knew Matt McClain was underneath him when he came down with that move, and Righteous is now talking to McClain inside the cage, and I'm not sure what he's saying, but turning back towards the basement tape mogul, Righteous is getting Org up to the upright position. Oh my god! Up into a torture rack, and fans, the Beastmaster looks like he is in a tremendous amount of pain. Taking a page from the Deathmatch tournament, Righteous leans back unloading with an awesome Samoa drop. Oh my god! Did you see Org Lambert's elbow just drive right into the face of Matt McClain? Somebody seriously needs to check Matt McClain's condition, because the Crippler might be bleeding. Rick quickly gets to his feet, and here comes Reel from behind, but Righteous delivers a hard boot to the stomach of the former world champion. Reel is stopped dead in his tracks, and look out! Right move stunner connects once again! And just like that, Lee Reel has been knocked out cold!
Ladies and gentlemen, Troy number 5, Todd Knight!
McClain crawls over to Lee Reel and applying the breaking point crossface finisher. An already knocked out Lee Reel. Oh my god, my god! McClain is bleeding! He's got blood pouring down his forehead and into his face! And Matt McClain has been eliminated from the grinder!
Ladies and gentlemen, the first man to be eliminated from the grinder, Matt McClain!
Into the cage, it's the Crippler who refuses to release that breaking point crossface finisher, and piling into the cage, here comes WWE security, and they're now pulling forcibly Matt McClain out of the grinder. My god, look at McClain fighting tooth and nail, but there's too many guys, they're forcing him out of the cage, and think get out of here McClain, you're eliminated, get out. Inside the ring, Rick Righteous is beginning to put the bad mouth on Lee Reel and turning to see where Todd Knight is. The Nightmare tackles Righteous, then down go the two men, crashing into the steel cage, shaking the entire structure from left to right. Hard fist to Rick's jawline by Todd Knight, and Todd Knight is not only on fire, but he appears to be well-rested too. Like body slams Org, turning to Righteous, he body slams a world champion as well, placing them both head-to-head like Siamese twins that aren't separated. Good Lord Almighty, Todd Knight is climbing the cage. The crowd has gotten to their feet, as have I, and as this sick lunatic reaches the top of the apex of this demonic structure, here comes the pain! My god, double Tennessee jam off the top of the cage, and Todd Knight, oh my god, he might have injured himself really bad, landing on his tailbone from 15 feet up in the air. With the hang time, it was probably about 20 feet. Todd Knight is now trying to get the attention of the referee, but there's nothing that can get him. bleeds. Knight now limps to his feet and scraping what's left of Rick Righteous off the logo. There goes the champion, face first into the cage. Knight points to Orange Lambert and oh, look out! Face first into the steel goes the Beastmaster too. As Todd Knight climbs the rope, the referee signals that there's no blood between anybody that's now in that cage. And as Lero stumbles to his groggy feet, oh my god, Knight leaps into the air. Missile drop kick to the head of Lero. Sends a former heavyweight champion bouncing head off the side of the cage. And Lero, oh my god, he's been eliminated. Lero is done. Face first into the canvas with his arms crossed over his head. I can't believe it, but Todd Knight has just eliminated Lero. The referee is now confirming what I know to be true and turning Lero over. Oh my god, are you kidding me? He's saying Lero is still not bleeding. Everyone is trying to eliminate Lero from the grinder, but that tough SOB just won't give in.
Ladies and gentlemen, drawer number 6, Billy Ray.
Stinking of booze and vomit, here comes Billy Ray staggering into the cage. Oh my god, Orc Lambert just greeted him with a double axe handle to the head. And Orc is out pulling the dazed Ray from the canvas and locking his arms around Ray's trapped one arm. Billy Ray pushes a tired Orc Lambert into the corner of the cage. Blue Hands headbutt breaks the connection and Orc clasps his head. Oh my god, I think he just broke Orc Lambert's nose. No, there's no blood. And leading into a killer blow uppercut. Orc Lambert wobbles in place. Ray loops the arm of the Beastmaster over his head and yanking him on his tights. Yeah! Vertical suplex into the cage. Bouncing off in brutal fashion and still with Orc Lambert into the air. Down with the Brain Buster and Orc Lambert, folks, is in deep, deep trouble. Fans, this cage has gotten crowded really fast and in the opposite side of this demonic structure. Todd Knight has straddled Rick Righteous and is pounding the hell out of the champion. Ray stumbles over in the collective direction and locking up full Nelson on Todd Nightmare Knight. Look at the surprise look on the Nightmare's face. Billy Ray pulls Todd Knight to his feet and arching back. Oh my god! Full Nelson suplex drops Knight on the top of his head. And my god, Todd Knight might have just broken his freaking neck. Shaking on the canvas, Todd Knight is not bleeding, but if this were a regular match, folks, I'd bet my life that it would be lights out right now for the Nightmare. Billy Ray lets out a belch and dragging Rick Righteous to the cage door. The drunken bastard what's he doing? He's demanding the referee to open the cage. Oh, come on. Hey, the referees aren't supposed to open the cage, Bill. Hey, don't open that cage. It's supposed to be locked. Putting the world champion's head inside the opening of the cage. Ray intertwines his fingers in a mesh and yanking backwards.
Oh, my God.
He just crushed Rick Righteous's head with that heavy metal door. My God, look at the blood pouring from our world heavyweight champion's head. Billy Ray has eliminated Rick Righteous. I don't believe it. Rick Righteous is no longer our world heavyweight champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is our final competitor. Join lucky number 7. He is La Sombra!
Through the curtains and down the aisle with the kendo stick in his hand as Todd Knight is tossed into the cage by Orc Lambert, and here comes Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas, and Billy Ray is charging Lambert! World Haymaker by the Drunken One misses, and it's Orc Lambert who unleashes an awesome textbook dragon suplex into the cage, and Billy Ray might be cut! The referee is checking and he's saying no! Ray and Knight are still not bleeding, and as Orc Lambert bends over to pick up Todd Knight, from the sting and I see blood. Orc Lambert has been eliminated from the grinder.
Ladies and gentlemen, the second competitor to be eliminated from the grinder, Beastmaster Orc Lambert.
Across the logo from the cross armor. Oh my god, kendo shot to Ray. Kendo shot tonight to Ray. Tonight to Ray. Tonight. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Oh my god. Face first in Ric Flair-like fashion, right onto the championship belt and smacking their heads on the way down. Both Billy Ray and Todd Knight, believe it or not, they've been eliminated by La Sombra.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next two wrestlers to be eliminated from the grinder, Billy Ray and Todd Knight.
like flies, and as Sombra tosses that kendo stick over the top of the cage so nobody else can use it. Oh my god, stumbling to his feet. I don't think Lee Real even knows what happened. All the former champion sees is blood all over this ring and touching his forehead. I think Lee Real is beginning to understand that it's Lee Real and La Sombra who are left to fight for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. The crowd is still standing and stomping their feet, bumping and gauging in a collar tie. La Sombra breaks a hold with a knee to the stomach of Lee Real and pounding his forearm onto the shoulder blades of the Canadian Wrestle God. Sombra follows up with an old school bolo uppercut. Lee Real backs off the ropes. And here he comes, and it's Sombra looping the arm. Old school suplex connects, and not letting go of the hold. Sombra gets up to his feet and does it again. Sombra holds up his three fingers in the air, and he's doing it for a third time. That's when Sombra goes tres veces, and it's complete. Sombra sees the bloodstained world title and picking up emotions to the crowd. Then he's going to end this once and for all. Reaching back and spinning around for maximum capacity. Oh, super kick smashes the belt into Julio's face and down into the ropes goes Julio. La Sombra is now on spaghetti legs and coming back across the logo. It's Lee Real who unloads with a textbook hip toss. Real is climbing the ropes and Sombra is dazed. He's calling for a flying headbutt, and folks, that's a very dangerous move, and I'm not sure why Lee Real just doesn't continue his ground assault. With the fans all chanting his name now at the top of the cage, Lee Real leaps off and oh my god, Sombra moved out of the way. Real missed. Real missed. Sombra rolled out of the way and Lee Real missed. Sombra's up and oh, snap leg drop on the dazed former world champion and pulling Real off the canvas. It's a snap suplex that adds insult to injury. Sombra's going for the unprettier and he's lining himself up over the world championship boundary. Oh my god, unprettier, but Lee Real narrowly just missed going face to face with the metal plate of the eWrestling.org championship belt. If that had been the case, say goodnight, the fat lady would have sung. Apparently now it's La Sombra's turn to climb to the top of the cage, and look at him. He's up halfway, and uh-oh, he's going all the way up to the top. He's up on the apex of the cage. He's standing on the bars. He's now mocking Lee Real. Sombra, you wouldn't think about doing a highlight of the night. Well, apparently, yes, he is. Sombra, right through the air, crashing down onto the canvas. Sombra missed. Sombra missed. La Sombra missed. And Lee Real just kicked up. And listen to this place. Go insane as absolutely real. Wraps the world title metal side down around La Sombra's head. Lee Real motions to the crowd, and he is now climbing the cage for a second time. And if the lights go up this time while he's up there, that's it. I'm quitting. 15 feet in the air is Lee Real, and he's on the top of the world like Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Here comes the play. Highlight of the night. Oh my god, the championship belt smashes into La Sombra's face, and as the blood oozes from underneath the eWrestling.org title, the referee signals for the bell, and my god, Lee Real has just joined the elite. Lee Real has won the 2006 Grinder!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest, and once again, new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion! There is only one, absolutely real!
Blood-soaked title from around La Sombra's gaping and gory forehead. Lee Real is now climbing back up to the top of this grinder steel cage and raising the belt high into the air. Listen to the crowd cheer for our new World Heavyweight Champion. Here come Madison and Homeless Bob. They've entered the cage and coming down from his perch, Lee Real hugs his two best friends in the world. And what a perfect ending for a fantastic and unbelievable show. Fans, believe it or not, we're out of time. So on behalf of the WWA eWrestling.org and Mr. Vinti, we bid you good night from Kissimmee, Florida. And we'll see you all next month when our main event will feature a rematch for the World Heavyweight Championship between Rick Righteous and that man in the ring, Absolutely Real. Good night and God bless.
Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org, the WWA, simply the best.
This show is dedicated in honor of the memory of Derek Parks, handler of DCP Derek Cheapshot Parks, 1975 through 2006. We miss you, and we continue your legacy here in WWA as best we can. Thank you for being a part of our family, Derek, and enjoying our brutality.